This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter offer code COOKIE at checkout. A better web starts with your website.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, we are talking about maple syrup.
And possibly a little bit of non-maple syrup.
That wants to be maple syrup.
Yeah. And it's every night, it prays before bed that it wants to wake up as real maple syrup. And so far, it hasn't happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you let's go down memory lane here. Mm. Did you grow up with real maple syrup maple syrup or none of the above?
Oh, I grew up with real maple syrup.
Oh.
So my father was Canadian.
And was he clearly Canadian?
He had.
I think I said that last time.
You did. He had, you know, strong opinions about maple syrup, namely that one must have 100% pure maple syrup. So we had maple syrup. Sometimes it was Canadian. Let's be honest. Sometimes it was Vermont. But that is what I grew up with. And in fact, I remember my parents like really openly scorning pancake syrup.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Was your dad also into hockey?
No, my dad was not into sports of any kind.
Okay, that answers my question about curling. Did I already tell the story on the show about how I was recently on an Air Canada flight and they had a Canadian section on the in-flight entertainment system and I watched an entire movie about curling called Men with Brooms?
No! You did not tell me this.
It was pretty good.
I almost can't believe it.
I mean, it was.
This cannot be real.
It was not actually good, but it was like better than you would expect. And there was.
Was it supposed to be a joke?
Well, it was a comedy. It was like the classic sports movie formula, like, you know, the down and out, like, you know, washed up champions who have to like come back and like put the team back together and win the big curling competition. The important thing about this movie is that there was a scene where a guy is teaching a girl how to do curling and like has to like crouch behind her and like put his hands in all different places and stuff. Like, you know, here's how you do it. This is my favorite scene in any movie.
Wow.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah.
All right.
So what is maple syrup?
It's like, you know, stuff that comes out of trees.
Is it basically the sap of maple trees that is perhaps boiled? I'm just saying that because that sounds like what happens.
It sounds like based on what? let's get into this.
What if we're doing charades? Sounds like...
I mean...
Does that sound like boiling?
Yes. Are we back on the Radio Lab tip here?
Yes.
So yes, that is how maple syrup is made.
Why do they have to boil?
But I wanted to know why you were looking around the room as if there was like some you know, guardian angel that was going to give you more information about maple syrup.
What it is that I happen to know that in making up today's agenda, and I should tell our listeners that we don't have like a script. We just have sort of a list of things we want to be sure and talk about. And
that
is our agenda.
Can you imagine if we had a script?
Radio Lab has a script.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, in looking at the agenda, I see that you wrote down a lot of stuff about maple syrup production here, but you didn't actually say how it's made. Well, so I was looking at the agenda to see if maybe it could tell me.
No, I didn't write down anything about that. I wrote down like the parts I thought were funny and the parts I thought would be interesting from a consumer perspective.
Let's talk about how maple syrup is made.
You tap some trees, like you
like tapping that ass.
Yeah, it's like that, only with a tree, and a lot of injuries happen that way in Canada and Vermont, as you might imagine. A lot of splinters. It's terrible.
Ooh.
Number one reason people go to the men go to the emergency room in Canada.
I am so disgusted. I hope we cut this part out.
Okay.
I'm revolted.
Right.
This is worse than the catheter
conversation. This is way worse than the stuff you usually say on the show. Like, way worse.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. After the Gushing Candies episode, you have no right.
Did you see that somebody on Facebook was like, why didn't you label that explicit? Didn't we label it explicit?
I don't know. It was all real information, like stuff teens can use.
That's true. I mean, ladies, it's going to happen to you.
Oh, we're going to get into this again?
Oh, sorry.
So basically what Molly described on the Gushing Candies episode is kind of like how the sap comes gushing out of the maple tree. and when it comes out, it's very thin and clear and not tasty.
That's not how it comes out at all when you have your period.
Okay, we're not talking about this anymore.
Sorry.
And you boil the sap. So here's the first part that I wrote down from Wikipedia that I thought was so great. No giggling is allowed. A maple syrup production farm is called a sugar bush or sugar wood.
That is amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We should get those together. Sap is often boiled in a sugar house, also known as a sugar shack, sugar shanty, or cabane à sucre. A building louvered at the top to vent the steam from the boiling sap.
Sugar Shack, that always reminds me of Love Shack.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, have we discussed on the show what it means when she says tin roof rusted? Does it mean that she's pregnant?
Okay, I believe you have mentioned this on the show before, but I have not heard this hypothesis.
Oh, really?
And I don't understand it at all.
Oh, somebody told me when I was a kid that when she goes, the girl in the B-52s, when she goes, tin roof rusted, that what she's saying is... she's pregnant.
What? I don't understand the metaphor.
I don't either.
I'm trying to like map.
Maybe she's visited the sugar shack one too many times.
Because
I don't know.
All right. Maybe something involving a sugar bush and or sugar wood. All right. So you boil the sap until it turns into maple syrup. And like, depending on, it has to be like boiled just the right amount. Cause if it's too dilute, it won't taste good and it can spoil. If it's too thick, it will be too strong to pour on your pancakes. Depending on the time of year, it produces different colors, different grades of syrup.
Yeah, let's talk about... So, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's taste some syrups, and let's talk about grading.
Okay.
So, let's taste some syrups.
Okay. And by the way, you didn't ask, but I grew up with fake pancake syrup, and I scorned real maple syrup. I thought it tasted gross.
Really? Yes.
And at some point when I was an adult, I forced myself to like real maple syrup because I thought it was unseemly not to.
So how do you feel about the two now?
I prefer real maple syrup now, but I certainly prefer fake syrup to no syrup in a syrup context.
Ah, okay.
Like if I'm hanging out at a sugar shack.
Okay. What does your mom do?
I think she buys real maple syrup now too.
Mm, okay.
I don't know how that transition happened.
Okay.
You find out on her Squarespace
site. Maybe when she no longer had like three hungry boys to feed.
Oh, that's true.
Real maple syrup.
Oh yeah, because the
that shit ain't cheap.
Right. The store brand fake syrup is like, you know, $1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So I see that what we have here is we have three maple syrups and one pancake syrup.
Yes.
All three maple syrups are grade B.
Yes, and I thought about getting a grade A maple syrup, and we'll talk about what this means in just a minute. And I decided not to because, you know, recently, like, whenever I've had one, I didn't like it. So I didn't get one.
Yeah, I don't really like it either.
Right. Okay, so the grading system is... All right, I'm going to nerd out here in a big way.
Oh, God, please do. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, I sent the agenda to Molly, and she's like, oh, boy. you weren't kidding about how deep you got into maple syrup grading. Okay, so if you don't want to hear about all about maple syrup grading, the past, present, and future, just fast forward the next 35 minutes. Here's the deal. dark maple syrups have a stronger flavor and light maple syrups have a lighter flavor, right?
So what is it that makes different darknesses of syrup?
Okay, this comes straight from my sugar bush.
Never mind. I don't actually want to know.
Okay. So the later the season, the darker the sap gets, and darker sap produces darker syrup. And darker syrup is generally a little cheaper. And so there's an American system of grading and a Canadian system of grading, and then there's the new system that's coming.
Whoa.
So you need to be prepared.
I tend to see the lighter ones labeled things like grade A fancy.
Right. I think the word fancy means nothing. I believe so.
Grade A nothing.
Grade A nothing. So grade A, the U.S. grade A, we won't talk about the Canadian grades. I mean, sorry, Canada. Grade A, it's divided into light, medium, and dark amber. And then there's grade B, which is darker than dark amber. Okay. And grade C, which is not sold commercially. And so that's the old system. But there is a new system coming in that is going to be adopted by both the U.S. and Canada over the next couple of years.
Okay.
And the new system is kind of more useful and also extremely verbose.
This is ridiculous.
So the new system comes from the International Maple Syrup Institute. I hope you're a member. And
is this for real? This seems
this
like
is
a
absolutely
joke.
For real. The International Maple Syrup Institute is, of course, an organization of sugar bushes and sugar woods across the land. So these are the new four grades: golden maple syrup with a delicate taste.
What does that mean?
Amber maple syrup with a rich taste. Dark maple syrup with a robust taste. And very dark maple syrup with a strong taste.
I don't even know which one I like anymore.
I think you like dark maple syrup with a robust taste.
This is just stupid.
Well, the reason they're doing it, I think, is because people associate grade A and grade B with quality designations, and they're not. They're color and flavor designations.
But these are stupid descriptors.
I agree that they're stupid descriptors. Okay, so let's...
And what am I going to say? Oh, excuse me. I actually wanted to get the amber maple syrup with a... I can't even say it.
Who are you talking to here? Are you talking to a maple syrup bartender?
I think so.
Okay.
No, but you heard me. I couldn't even say it. I think I said the amble maple syrup.
So you amble into the bar.
Rich taste. And the dark maple syrup with a robust taste. I'm not going to remember any of these.
I am going to call my maple syrup bar sugar biscuits. What do you think?
Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store.
So let me tell you a personal story involving Squarespace, which is that my mom, who
I hope
it's
not too personal.
It's going to get pretty personal. Grab your hankies. My mom is thinking about starting a cookbook website, and I'm going to try and goad her into really pulling the trigger on that by putting it on this show. And she said to me, like, how do I do this? And I said, this is really what I said. This is not just for the ad. Sign up for a Squarespace free trial. You're going to be amazed how easy it is. In your mind, building a website is like the hardest thing ever. In actuality, once you get on Squarespace and start dragging and dropping stuff into position and choosing a professional template, you're going to be amazed that, like, you know, 17 minutes later, oh, I've kind of got a website now.
The other thing is they have 24/7 support. So if she is really feeling lost,
she doesn't have to call me.
She doesn't have to call you, Matthew. She can live chat with someone from Squarespace. She can email them, and this is available all day long.
Yep, all of their plans include e-commerce, so you can sell your stuff, you can sell your virtual stuff, you can sell the stuff in your garage, whatever you want to do.
And plans start at only $8 a month. You know, you can start with that free trial,
yep.
And then a regular plan starts at only $8 a month, and if you sign up for an entire year, you can get a domain name along with it.
What domain name do you think our listeners should get? Maybe flapjacksurprise.net?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That one is, I wonder if that's available. We'll check on that. And if you use the offer code COOKIE when you sign up, you will get 10% off your first purchase. And that means if you sign up for a whole year, you'll get 10% off that whole year.
Wow.
Squarespace, a better web starts with your website. Okay. Can we taste some syrup now?
God, please.
Okay. So where should we begin?
Let's begin with the cheapest.
The Log Cabin?
No, because okay. That's not maple syrup, Matthew.
Oh, okay. Let's so the Trader Joe's non-organic B,
okay,
which is from Canada.
Okay. So yummy. God, I love maple syrup.
And this is my standard Sunday syrup. Okay, so next we have some Trader Joe's organic. Oh,
fascinating. It's a little different. A little sweeter. Less interesting.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, less
interesting.
Right. Okay, next. So tell me about this giant jug of syrup you brought.
Whoa, this is totally different.
I was hoping. I've never done a maple syrup tasting before.
I feel kind of bad, but I don't like it as much as yours.
Oh. So,
this is a family farm made maple syrup that we mail order at Delancey from the farm. It's called Stannard Farm.
Not standard.
Stannard.
And which is how they pronounce standard in Vermont.
It's in Stannard, Vermont. And anyway, they make it the old-fashioned way, you know, over wood fires to boil the sap.
Oh, right. You wanted to mention this, right?
Yeah. Somebody told me that is the traditional way that it is always done in, like, you know, real artisanal maple syrup production.
I like how you went to great lengths to avoid using the term sugar wood or sugar bush.
I did. Yeah. But anyway.
I like this. I'm going to go back
and... subtle. It's sweeter tasting.
Yeah, it doesn't have as much of the dark, complex, later season character as the Trader Joe's.
Yeah, there's almost like there's more of like a maple flavor, what I think of as a maple flavor in the Trader Joe's one.
Yeah, I do like it, but I wouldn't say it's the gold standard.
Oh my God. Good one.
Thanks. Oh, wow. This is fascinating.
Should we taste Log Cabin?
Yeah, let's taste Log Cabin.
Does this even have, like, maple flavoring? Is it
yes,
supposed to taste like
maple? It does,
maple?
And I believe the maple flavoring is made from fenugreek. How is this
done? Which I've always called fenugreek.
Maybe it's made from fenugreek. I don't know how
God,
this is
I
done.
I do not like that. I find that so revolting.
And it's incredibly thick compared to real
Matthew,
maple syrup.
I find that just disgusting.
I do not hate that.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate that.
It's very nostalgic for me, and it reminds me of, like, I feel like whenever I end up, like, in a Denny's or an IHOP, it's always kind of a special treat, and that's the flavor of a Denny's or an IHOP. Like, that, you know, it should be served in a little metal cup.
No, it should never be served anywhere from any kind of vessel.
I respectfully disagree.
It just reminds me of just corn syrup, you know? Like, putting, like, Cairo corn
syrup.
That
is basically what it is.
But what is that flavor? It tastes nothing like maple. I don't even know what that's supposed to taste like.
I mean, it's fake maple flavor.
I feel angry.
I am going to drink this stuff from the bottle. Just to make you mad.
We can't be friends anymore. Okay. Are we done yet?
You mean we have to get divorced?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, right. Sometimes I forget that we're married.
All right, so what have we learned here? Have we revolutionized? Okay, we taught people about the new ridiculous system for grading maple syrup that may be coming soon to a syrup shelf near you.
I am still stupefied by it.
But I mean, here's the good news, that syrup is usually sold in transparent containers of one kind or another. I mean, the one you brought isn't, and our favorite one isn't either. But the flavor does follow the color. So if the syrup looks dark, it's going to taste like a dark syrup. And if it looks light, it's going to taste like a light syrup, regardless of what it says on the bottle.
That's true. So I can judge my syrup by its color.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good to know. You know, there is one thing that I think we have not discussed, and that is serving temperature.
That's important.
Do you warm your syrup? Do you like your syrup warm?
I do not. I like my syrup room temperature.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. I don't like warm syrup.
Yeah, I think warm syrup, it tastes sweeter and less complex to me, and it just, I just don't like the effect, kind of, the way it mingles with the food.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't care for it.
And it gets really thin also and, like, soaks into things very easily, and you can get, like, a real sog patch.
Sog patch.
That's a technical culinary term.
Well, you know, in the way that I tend to use maple syrup on
sog patch, baby sog patch.
No, is I kind of scoot my pancakes to one side of the plate, and then I make a little pool of maple syrup on the plate, and I sort of drag bites of pancake through the maple syrup. I don't like the pancake to sit in the syrup.
I am so glad you said that, because I'm a syrup topper now? No. What
do you drizzle?
Okay, I drizzle now. When I was a kid, I thought breakfast was ruined if the syrup was poured onto the pancakes or French toast. I only wanted it in a pool on the side, and like I would throw a fit.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I was, never saw one of my legendary
poor
tantrums.
Poor Judy Amster.
Yeah, no, this is a message to you. I don't know what the message, I mean, thanks
message
for...
Message to who? To me as me or me as your
I'm
mother?
I'm not sure who's getting the message.
Your mother? No, I don't think anybody's getting this message.
I don't think I'm getting the message. I just felt like getting on a soapbox all of a sudden, and then when I got up there, I realized I didn't have any soap to distribute.
Okay.
All right. So do we want to talk about like cooking with maple syrup, like anything else? I don't do anything weird with
really
maple syrup.
I use it as the main sweetener in my granola.
Oh, of course.
And it doesn't really leave a maple-y flavor. I just like that it has a certain savory quality to its sweetness. It's less sweet than honey. To me, it's more nuanced. And so that is... Shut up. You're what? About to interrupt me. That is my main use for cooking or baking with maple syrup. I don't like things that are flavored like maple or maple syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you make like a maple scone and put like a... Use maple syrup to sweeten it and then maybe do like a maple syrup glaze on top. I don't like that. I don't want baked goods that taste like maple.
So you don't like maple bars? Every once in a while, I really get a craving for a maple bar.
I just kind of want maple syrup.
Okay. I like it on yogurt, usually with granola.
My eye just twitched.
I like that a lot.
You like it when my eye twitches?
Yes. Were you trying to like send me a message?
This is why you married me.
it was the eye twitch.
Yeah.
I thought it was a come hither look. It was actually just an eye twitch. we should pause, maybe specify for new listeners that we're married.
We're not married.
When you said the thing about...
I mean, not to each other.
Right.
We should clarify. We are married, but not to each other.
Let's continue clarifying this at length. Great. When you said the thing about how the syrup flavor kind of dissipates when in the granola, it reminded me of one of my favorite lines from my favorite movie, Fast and Furious 6, when The Rock, what's his name?
The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I believe that's hyphenated. says, describing the bad guy, says they hit like thunder and disappear like smoke, and that's like your syrup, the granola. I mean, ever since I saw that, I've been trying to figure out how I could work that phrase into everyday conversation, and thank you for providing the opportunity.
I am happy to be able to do it. I think we should end the show on that note.
So that you can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com. And I don't think we're posting anything.
Uh-uh.
Oh, wait. No, we have to post a photo. We're taking a photo of some syrup. I have no idea what's going on in this picture. Okay, we're definitely going to post that. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. You can leave us a review on iTunes. And until next time, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, the show that hits like thunder and disappears like smoke. It's not going to be funny a second time, but I don't care.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'm Matthew.
I did that on purpose.
No, I didn't.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.